This is the story of the old prophet at Bethel. Now, Rehoboam has become the king, and Jeroboam has made a division. He's grabbed the 10 tribes, and he's set up the 2 golden calves and got everyone to come and worship them. Got his own priests, who were not the Levites, and he's set up his own feasts. And so he's really done a bad thing. Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, made Israel to sin because he got them worshipping these golden calves instead of going up to the temple in Jerusalem. And at that time, there was an old prophet living in Bethel. His sons came and told him what the prophet from Judah had done in Bethel that day and what he'd done and said to King Jeroboam, because he told him what a bad man he was. And the sons of this old prophet come and tell their father. Oh, so the old prophet says, well, which way did he go when he left? They showed him the road, and he told them to saddle his donkey for him. They did so, and the old prophet rode off down the road after the prophet from Judah, and found him sitting under an oak tree. Are you that prophet from Judah? He asked him. Yes, I am, the man replied. Come home and have a meal with me, he said. But the prophet from Judah said, I can't go home with you, or accept whatever you're offering me to eat. I can't eat or drink anything with you, because God commanded me that I must not eat or drink anything, and I must not return home by the way in which I came. Then the old prophet from Bethel, he lies to him, he said to him, I too am a prophet, just like you, and at the Lord's commandment, an angel told me to come and take you home with me and to give you food and drink. But the old prophet was lying. But the prophet from Judah went home with the old prophet, and they ate together. And as they were sitting at the table, God's word came to the old prophet, and he cried out to the prophet who'd come from Judah, Yahweh says that you've disobeyed him and did not do what he commanded. You have returned by the way you came, and you have eaten a meal in the place where he ordered you not to eat. So because of this, you are to be killed, and your body will not be buried in your family's grave. I suppose they were not quite sure what to make of that. So when they'd finished their meal, the old prophet got the donkey ready for the prophet from Judah. And the prophet from Judah left on the donkey. But on the way, a lion met him and killed him. His body lay on the road, and the donkey and the lion stood beside it.
Why didn't the lion eat the donkey?
Well, exactly. Why didn't the lion eat the donkey? Because the lion had clearly been sent from God just to kill the old prophet. Sorry, just to kill the prophet from Judah. Not to kill any donkeys, but just specifically to kill this prophet from Judah. People passed by, saw the body lying on the road with the lion standing by it, and they went to Bethel and reported to everyone what they'd seen. When the old prophet heard about it, he said, that's the prophet who disobeyed Yahweh's commandment. So Yahweh must have sent the lion to attack and kill him, just as he said he would. So again, the old prophet said to his sons, get my donkey ready for me. They did so. And he rode off, and he found this prophet from Judah's body lying on the road with the donkey and the lion still standing next to it. The lion had not eaten the body or attacked the donkey. So if the lion had killed him because he was hungry, he would have eaten him. And he would certainly have eaten the donkey, but he didn't. So clearly the lion was sent from God. And so therefore, God does communicate in a way with animals. You think of Balaam's donkey. So the old prophet picked up the body of the prophet from Judah, put it on the donkey, and took it back to Bethel to mourn over him and to bury him. He buried him in his own family grave, and he and his sons mourned over this prophet from Judah, saying, oh, my brother, my brother. After they'd buried him, the old prophet said to his sons, when I die, bury me in this grave and put my body next to his. The words that he spoke at the Lord's command against that awful, terrible altar in Bethel and against all these awful high places of worship that Jeroboam had made is certainly going to come true. King Jeroboam of Israel still didn't repent from his evil ways, but carried on choosing priests from just ordinary families that were not Levites to serve at the various high places or altars that he'd built. He made anybody a priest who wanted to be one. This sin is what brought about the total destruction of him and his descendants and Israel. So, the very simple lesson from all this is that if God says something, we are to do it. We could not have a clearer example. Even if somebody comes to you and says, no, God told me that you're not supposed to do that. God told me it's okay to do this. Don't listen to them. This is the very simple, it's so simple but so powerful, such a simple lesson. Because God had told the prophet from Judah to go and say his brave words to Jeroboam and to go on his way and never turn back and go back the same way and not to eat or drink anything. And then the old prophet from Bethel so respects this man, he really wants him to come home to his place, and so he makes up a lie, a terrible lie, saying, no, God actually gave me a message that said you must come back the way you've come, and you must eat and drink with me. And because of that, the prophet from Judah is killed and dies. Now, we might think that's a bit unfair. Well, why didn't the old prophet die? Because he lied in the name of God. Well, he believed, and he really, really respected this prophet from Judah. That's why he cries about what happened and wants to be buried next to him. It just shows how mixed up we can get. We can believe in God, we can really love his truth, hate to see wrong things going on that are not spiritual and not of God, and yet still be disobedient and tell lies and all the rest of it. So it's a really powerful lesson to be humble and to be simply obedient to what God says, even if someone else, even if it's someone whom we respect, and even if it's another believer, like the old prophet from Bethel, even if they come up and say to us, hey, why don't you do this? Or, no. Actually, God says you can do this. God says it's okay. No. If you've got a deep personal relationship with God and his word, and that's why we're reading the Bible for ourselves, then we will know, no, look, God told me this, and that is what I will do.